This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
Hello, passive investing. Goodbye, stock picking.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal reports that investors are giving up on stock picking. Studies show passive investment funds are on the rise, while individual stock pickers are being pushed to the margins. Pension funds, endowments, 401k retirement plans, and retail investors are flooding into passive investment funds, which run on autopilot by tracking an index. Why is this happening, and what does it mean for Wall Street? Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. And I still overhear individuals talk about buying or unloading this or that particular stock, but this is becoming rarer and rarer, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And even within the world of investing in mutual funds, forget about individual stocks, there's been a big shift from mutual funds that are run by stock pickers, you know, guys who are out to beat the market, guys and girls who are out to beat the market by, you know, picking winners and staying away from losers. That model of investing is becoming replaced or supplanted by passive investing, which is a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund that follows an index, and it buys all the investments in the index and doesn't attempt to avoid the losers and pick the winners.
So an active investment fund is basically a fund run by a stock picker.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You have quoted this as the do-nothing investing revolution, and apparently Morningstar has the figures to prove how many billions of dollars have piled into passive investment funds.
Yeah. So just in the last 3 years alone, investors have added about $1.3 trillion to passive mutual funds and ETFs, exchange-traded funds. And they've taken more than a quarter trillion from the active funds. They've pulled that money out.
Okay. The next question is, why is this happening?
There's a variety of reasons. A big reason for this is performance, that passive investments have really shown over the past, you know, 10 years that they can outperform the active stock pickers. Morningstar has figures, and it just depends on what category of mutual fund you're looking at. But between 71 and 93% of active U.S. stock mutual funds have underperformed their index counterparts over the past 10 years. So that's pretty significant. And the availability of that kind of data is only growing among both individual investors and institutional professional investors. You know, this data is readily available. And they're seeing that performance data. A lot of it is driven by fees. The passive funds are very low cost because they're simply trying to replicate an index. They're not paying somebody the big bucks to go and pick winners. And, you know, they're not paying for that kind of research that's needed in order to decide what's the best investment and what's the worst investment. So index funds are a lot cheaper, and that over time can like compound into a big performance advantage, and that's what we're seeing. So that's one big reason.
What are some of the leading passive investment funds?
So there's a lot of them. I mean, Vanguard as a company has grown up around, they have some active investment, and they have some active funds, but they have a huge, the vast majority of their money that they invest is in passive. And so they have, for example, the Vanguard Total Return Fund is the total stock market. The Vanguard 500 Fund is the S&P 500 of big cap stocks. Fidelity now has a lot of passive investments that it offers. And then, you know, within the world of exchange-traded funds, you've got a lot of passive options, including the SPDR, which is run by State Street, and the iShares, which are done by BlackRock.
And as I noted in the introduction, fund managers like pension funds and 401k retirement plans have really transferred billions and billions of dollars into these funds.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of that has to do, again, with the performance metrics, with the availability of the data that they're able to sort of quantify and see what the advantages are. But there also are ways in which regulation, relatively new regulation, is steering them towards that. And in the case of 401k retirement plans, there's a huge impact from litigation. Litigation against plan sponsors is really encouraging plan sponsors to try to reduce investment costs whenever possible. And that, of course, favors passively managed investments.
Does the litigation have anything to do with the fees?
Yeah, the litigation often mentions fees. And, you know, when you're in an era as we are in now in which bond yields are so low and expected returns on investments, stocks and bonds are both low, fees really matter. And so, you know, the litigation is often pointing that out and sort of trying to hold plan sponsors accountable for picking lower cost investments. And, you know, again, this if you've got a an index fund that's, you know, 1/30th of the cost of an actively managed fund, then you know, a plan sponsor, an employer who's concerned about litigation is going to probably be more likely to go with the index fund.
How has this impacted Wall Street, including people like in hedge funds?
Right. So it's been a tough time for hedge funds. They haven't outperformed the general market since 2008. So that's quite a long time of underperformance. And when you consider the fees that hedge funds charge, they're quite expensive. And I think a lot of institutional managers, pension fund managers, are out there just sort of saying, what am I getting for for this investment?
Right.
So a lot of them are pulling out of those kinds of investments. So, yeah, the money's really kind of flowing towards, you know, the Vanguards and the Black Rocks of the world. And they are amassing huge, huge sums, whereas a lot of the active managers are having to sort of struggle to remain competitive with those investments.
And it just seems like the move into passive investment funds is just a lower risk type of strategy.
Well, again, because of, you know, the litigation, that's true.
I mean, for the average person, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the way to think about it is that with a passive fund, you know, your risk, you're not going to outperform the market, but your risk of underperforming the market is far lower. And even if you're smart enough to pick, you know, the mutual fund that's going to outperform this year, the ability of that fund to then outperform again next year and the year after and the year after has not been proven to be very great. So it's very difficult. While it may not be so hard to pick something that might outperform this year, getting persistence of outperformance has been very tough for people.
Isn't regulation driving more fund management companies into passive investment funds?
Well, yes, regulation has been a really important driver here. I think in 2012, the Labor Department started requiring 401k plans to disclose more about the fees that investors pay. And this has actually driven down the fees that 401k plans are paying. So that has favored passive funds. And in 2017, the Labor Department's fiduciary rule is going to go into effect. And that's going to also have a big effect in terms of driving people towards passive, because what that rule says is that that financial advisors who oversee IRAs are going to have to show that their decisions are in the best interests of their clients. And that is expected to really cause a lot of them to favor passive, because that's an easy way to show that you're acting in the best interests of a client to pick a low-cost fund.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.